At Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called the Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized plan to take the guesswork out of which supplements you need. Visit their Bethesda location at 5415 West Cedar Lane and check out their easy-to-use EHL display. You can get free information cards about your health needs, from chronic ailments to heart health, allergies, or dietary issues. You'll find EHL information.
Hello, welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. Brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour. And I'm reminding you that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And we air every Thursday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., and what we try to do is bring you the latest information in diet, nutrition, and healthy lifestyles. I want to remind you also that the Village Green site or the store at Cedar Lane is a fabulous place to visit, online or in person. You can get expert advice on supplements, and both the store and the website are your resource for a whole wide variety of superior supplements from many kinds of manufacturers. And take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. We talk about these on the show. Whatever you need, they have. I always want to talk about news you can use, and we're going to talk about detox. And the reason is that our guest today, Gaetano Morella, will be talking to us about detox and cleansing. And he's a naturopathic physician in Canada, from West Vancouver, Canada. So I will be happy to introduce him, but first we're just going to go over some of the basics of detox. And detox can mean different things to different people. A lot of people think of it as rehab for drug or alcohol. But when we talk about detox, we're talking about removing potentially toxic substances from the body. I call them garbage disposal systems that help us get rid of our garbage, our toxins. And the term refers to the use of diet, herbs, and other methods of just removing environmental and dietary and self-produced toxins from the body. Now, where do they come from? Well, living, breathing, eating, sleeping, we make our own metabolites and toxins, and they need to be handled. And we were designed to get rid of our own toxins and some of those toxins that we would be exposed to, naturally occurring ones. But in the last 100 years, we've had an influx of man-made environmental chemicals, and there's been nothing like it in the entire history of our planet and of human life on Earth. For example, we have 2 million years we've had humans on Earth, and then modern humans for 200,000 years. But in the last 100, and I'm being generous with that, it's probably closer to about 75, we have had huge amount of man-made chemicals. And this is according to the EPA. 700 new man-made chemicals are introduced each year. 84,000 chemicals are in commercial use in the United States. Again, these are all man-made. They have not been tested well. It's impossible to test all of these and to test each chemical with another chemical or with a naturally occurring substance. We talk about synergisms and antagonisms on this show, where certain things may make each other stronger, synergistic, mutually synergistic, or antagonisms where a substance may suppress or antagonize another substance. Well, when we are looking at chemicals, there is a lot of synergism, and it is just impossible to test them all. And really, very few are tightly regulated, and most people don't know that. There was an article in the Washington Post, and this was in the beginning of January, that discussed this whole issue. So of these 84,000 chemicals in commercial use, 17,000, or over 20%, are actually kept secret from the public, from the state, federal, and environmental officials. Now, that's hard to believe that we've got that many chemicals that are secret. And the chemical names and the properties are limited to a few EPA employees who are prohibited from revealing them. And why on earth did this happen? That was my first question. And the answer is, in 1976, the Toxic Substances Control Act protects the companies that make these from the competitor knowing what they're making, knowing the name, and knowing what's in it. So this information cannot be revealed to anyone by law. And according to the manufacturers of these secret chemicals, many pose a substantial risk to health and environment. And 151 are made in quantities of over 1 million tons a year. Secret. And 10 are used specifically in children's products. So it's frightening. It's hard to believe. I felt like I had walked into the Twilight Zone when I read this article. But this is from the EPA. It is hard to believe. So we are exposed to these toxins. We are not designed to handle them well, not the amount. And my analogy is, if you have a garbage disposal, it's meant to handle your household garbage. But if your neighbors or your entire county started bringing their garbage in, it wouldn't work well. The disposals would break down, the garbage would recycle. And this is what happens to the human body. The human body isn't designed to handle all of this, and it struggles. And we have two disposal systems, main disposal systems. There are a lot of auxiliary ones called Phase 1 and Phase 2 detoxification pathways. Now, they're real names, and I give this to show you that these are real systems. Phase 1, cytochrome P450s, and Phase 2, glucuronidation sulfation. And what this involves is a lot of enzymes in Phase 1 working diligently to break things down. You put it in the first disposal and it breaks it down. And then the material from Phase 1 gets shunted into Phase 2, the second disposal system. And in Phase 2, we add to what is the garbage. We try to conjugate, put together with other molecules to reduce the impact on the body and to help us eliminate these substances safely. So it's a dual-phase disposal system. It involves enzymes that depend on nutrients. And in conjugation, there are many nutrients that are involved in getting rid of the garbage. And one of the main ones is called glutathione, and we mention this a lot. Glutathione has a lot of sulfur. And sulfur is very important in detoxification. Sulfur is like a magnet that attracts or attaches to toxic substances and surrounds it, if you can think of it that way, and gets rid of it. But we lose glutathione. We lose the nutrients that we need to help us get rid of toxins with those toxins. And my analogy is that I call glutathione the garbage bag of detox. And what that means is the garbage bag and the garbage go out. You have to buy new garbage bags. In the body, you have to make new garbage bags. You have to come up with the nutrients to handle the toxins. And when the load is heavy and it gets very difficult, we may not do it as efficiently. Now, some of the names, because we'll be talking about this today, are the glycine pathway, the taurine pathway, glutathione, which we just mentioned, and the sulfation phase, which involves glutathione. And most of these are sulfur-laden molecules. Then there's the methylation pathway, the glucuronidation pathway, and the acetylation pathway. So there are a lot of fancy names. This is biochemistry. This is basic, and this is real. And these are measurable. And this is what we do when we work with patients. We actually measure the functions of these phases, of the enzyme functions, to find out how each individual is handling what they have in their body and what they get in their environment. So just as an overview, what do? You're exposed to toxins. You may have come into the world with weaker disposal systems because, as we say, everything we experience is environmental modification of gene expression. What that means is what we come into the world with and the positive or negative things we do in the environment to ourselves that either go the positive way or the negative way. So it's environmental modification of gene expression. And the summary of where we start, and we'll talk about this in detail, is first you weed, which is remove offending foods and pathogens and toxins. Identify them and get them out. Seed, and that means take appropriate probiotics, the good bugs, the good flora that help us. And feed, which is to eat the correct foods for your body and that are not reaction-provoking foods. So keep that in mind. I want you to stay with us. We are going to take a brief break, and when we come back, I will introduce you to Dr. Morello, and this is Dana Lake with Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We will be right back.
You've been listening to the Essentials of Healthy Living show, so isn't it time you visited the store that brought you this great program? At Village Green Apothecary, you can find all the products you need to support your healthy lifestyle. They have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Best of all, they'll give you the kind of personalized service you just won't get at a chain drugstore. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between naturaceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulas, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Ask your functional medicine consultant for complete details. For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in the intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com. That's Jarrow for the best in probiotic supplements.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to bring you a wide variety of information about your health. You must remember to tune in every week. We're here from 9 to 10 on Thursday mornings, and tune in next week for Kevin. He has a show, and he will be talking about adolescent, female, and puberty. So that will be interesting for any of you who have adolescent girls. Now, our guest today is Gaetano Morello, and he's a naturopathic doctor, and he is very interesting. He's practicing in West Vancouver, Canada, and he received his Bachelor of Science degree from the University of British Columbia, and is Doctor of Naturopathic Medicine from Bastyr University of Natural Health Sciences, and that's in Seattle, Washington. And for the past 15 years, he's been training and educating physicians, pharmacists, and health experts on the scientific use of natural medicines in the fields of cardiology and immunology, gastroenterology, anti-aging, and detoxification. And that's what we're going to focus on today. He's also an author and has contributed in texts on alternative medicine, one that is my favorite, a textbook of natural medicine. And he's also author of The Fiber Miracle. So it's a great pleasure to welcome Gaetano Morella to our show.
Hello, Dina. How are you?
I am fine, and we're glad to have you on the show. I did fill folks in on a little bit of background about detoxification and the chemicals in our environment. And let's hear from you what you have to contribute, because we always like our listeners to come away from the show with something that they can do right now, how they can start improving their health.
Yeah, and I think this is an area that hasn't been really looked at as deeply as it should. And I think, you know, the whole issue, whether or not you believe in global warming, I think that has brought some of the aspects of environmental pollution to pass now. And so we're all more cognizant of this factor. And, you know, just to give your listeners a little bit of background, I really got interested in detoxification nearly 20 years ago. And it was my first year in naturopathic medical school, my roommate, who's almost about to graduate, was always detoxifying. And what I noticed is that he didn't look very healthy. And I wasn't too familiar with the whole process, but when I looked at him, I remember him being jaundiced and being very frail and looked older than his actual age. He looked old enough to be my father. He was 4 years older than me. And at that time, I remember asking myself, whatever this guy is doing is having an impact. That impact is a negative impact. And I wanted to find out what it was. And I did discover what it was. And so I started educating people on how to avoid what my roommate was doing, that there is a proper way to detoxify and there's an improper way. So the methodology of how to do this is really important. So anyways, that's the background of how I got interested in detoxification. And so getting back to your listeners, really, are we toxic is one question. The second question is there a proper way of detoxifying? And the answer to that question, are we toxic or not, is an absolute yes. When we look at the middle of the Pacific Ocean, you know, I'm sure your listeners and yourself have heard about the Pacific Vortex, an area twice the size of Texas, covered with garbage.
It's hard to believe.
It's hard to even fathom an area that large that we polluted the world this much, and the fish are consuming these plastics are breaking down. The fish are consuming it, and they're recycling themselves. This is one area. Another area, it was interesting that the Environmental Working Group did an analysis of 10 bottled waters. Well, guess what? The 10 bottled waters, and you can look this up on their website, they found 38 contaminants, fertilizers, pesticides. Guess what they also found in the bottled water? Tylenol. Now,
yes, course, they do a wonderful job. Thank you for reminding me of this.
No, think about this. Tylenol in bottled water. What does that tell us? That tells us that the Tylenol that we flushed on the toilet, the Tylenol that we flushed on our sink, that water gets recycled back and becomes drinking water. What are we trying to get here? The mindset here is that there's no such thing as garbage. Everything that we throw out comes right back. And this is something that we need to learn and we need to understand, because
it's a boomerang.
Right back into physiology.
It's a boomerang.
It really is a boomerang. And, you know, there's been studies done galore. The Toxone Project that occurred in 2003 actually analyzed the levels of toxins in humans, and we found that every single human tested had chemicals. The umbilical cords of newborn infants, that analysis, they tested for 400 chemicals. They found 287 chemicals in the umbilical cords of newborn infants. Over 200 were neurotoxic. Over 187 were carcinogenic. And this goes right through the spectrum of humans all over the world. We all have chemicals in our physiology. The question is whether or not those chemicals are having a negative impact on our health. That's the question. Everybody agrees with it, but nobody knows, are they having a negative impact on our health?
Yeah, and this has been a real conundrum, and I think One other item that some people are not aware of is these banned chemicals. When they ban them, they don't go away. They're in the umbilical cords. They're present. And some people seem to get the idea when you ban a chemical, it leaves. Well, it doesn't. We've got them forever.
You're absolutely right. PCBs were banned in what? In the 70s? They're
yes.
still around. They're everywhere. They're fighting all the fish we consume. I mean, so you're absolutely right. And guess what? There's over 85,000 registered chemicals currently with the Environmental Protection Group. And guess what? A lot of those chemicals have never been tested for negative impact on human physiology. To give you an example, bisphenol A, which everybody's cognizant and aware of now, is an antioxidant used to stabilize plastic. It was invented in 1891. Well, guess what? It's been banned in Canada in baby bottles. It's been banned in Europe. And soon it'll be banned in the United States. But 5 years ago, it wasn't banned. 10 years ago, it wasn't banned because everybody thought it was fine. But now we've discovered that it's not fine. So how many other chemicals have not been properly tested for their effects on human physiology? Well, that question is unknown. And, you know, we can go back to Rachel Carson in the 1960s.
Silent Spring.
That's right, Silent Spring. She was warning everybody back then that alligators in Florida lakes were going from male to female. Why? Because of tremendous amount of toxins in the environment causing these things that we call xenoestrogens. They act like estrogen in the body, changing endocrine function in the body. This has been going on a long, long, long time, and it's come to a head. And this toxic level in our system, I believe, is contributing to many of the conditions that we now see.
Well, it's a burden. It's the straws that break the camel's back. We are not designed to handle that kind of load. So detoxification becomes something that you're doing all of the time.
That's beautiful. You know, well put. It's something that we should be doing ongoing. It's not something you go into the doctor, you get hooked up, and, okay, I'm done. Or something you go buy this kit, and all of a sudden you take a kit, and you're done. You're not done yet. You're just starting. Because it's an ongoing process. And this is the process. The process really, in its simplistic form, is this. The total amount of chemical toxins in anyone's body, we call it body burden. Body burden is equal to your total exposure to chemicals minus your body's ability to get rid of those chemicals. So the only two ways we can reduce your total body burden is, one, minimize your exposure to these chemicals, and two, improve your body's ability to get rid of those chemicals. And that's what we need to focus on. So, for example, part A, how do we minimize exposure? Well, there's a lot of different ways. One way is, hey, the concept of organic foods, you know, which are always on television, they're saying, well, organic foods really don't have much nutritional value compared to, their value isn't much different than regular fruits and vegetables. Well, I'm not interested in nutritional value. What I'm interested in those vegetables, what I'm interested in is, they do have nutrients, but what I'm interested in is vegetables and fruits that are pesticide-free. 80 to 90% of U.S. foods contain pesticides. Pesticides are getting incorporated into our physiologies. What are pesticides? Pesticides are used to kill things, to kill pests. Those pesticides are getting into your physiology, and they can impact your DNA. It can have an impact. It can change things. So we need to reduce that exposure. We need to reduce exposure to, for example, toiletries like creams, deodorants, all these things we put onto our skin. Our skin is not a barrier. Our skin absorbs everything. That's why when you apply that cream to your skin, it disappears because it's going inside the body. And those things are getting incorporated. This is the idea why there's been such a growth in, you know, more naturally based cosmeceuticals. Why? Because there is a fear that these things are causing damage internally. And Dana, just to get back a little bit, I just want to give your audience a real idea of what environment actually can do. That really, genetics doesn't play the role that we think it plays. And I'll give you a really good example, and I'll give your listeners something they can look up. I want your listeners to write this down. Discover Magazine, the 2006 issue, November. The November issue, 2006. There was a great article in that magazine, which now there's lots of, they're writing about this all the time. But there was a picture of two guys. One guy was 6'1", large frame. The second individual was 5'10", medium frame. There are two scientific photos of these two guys. And what was fascinating about these two guys, what perplexed scientists about those two guys, was those two guys had identical, they're identical twins, their DNA was exactly the same. Yet those two twins looked completely different. Yet those two twins had different conditions. That was puzzling, because if genetics tells us, apparently everything is inherited. Well, what happened to those two guys? If their DNA is exact, shouldn't it be the exact, look the same? No, well, what happened to those two guys? They were separated at birth. They grew up in two different environments. The food they consumed, the water they drank, the things they came in contact with, skin was different. That differential changed the behavior of their DNA. DNA is not a destiny. The environment is a destiny.
And that's why we were talking earlier on the program about environmental modification of gene expression. And I want to expand on this in the next segment and remind our listeners that they're listening to Gaetano Morallo, and we are talking about detox and cleansing. And I'm Dana Lake with Essentials of Healthy Living. You're listening to AM 1260, and this is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be back after this break.
Ever wish you had a healthy living coach? Well, you do. Village Green Apothecary has 45 trained professionals who are here to help you, including pharmacist, nutritionist, an herbalist, and naturopath. They take the time to really know you and give you a customized solution to your healthcare needs. From vitamins and minerals to compounded prescriptions, they have the personalized answers you need to create your healthy lifestyle. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call 301-530-0800.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels and normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all-natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Broccoli, ew. Asparagus, yeah. Blueberries, blech. Brussels sprouts.
No.
If your family is like most, they're not getting enough of these. So you need help to keep them healthy. TwinLab Daily One multivitamins are a higher potency formula, delivering 20 important nutrients, including powerful antioxidants. Protect your family with Daily One multivitamins from TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, developed by Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years, and they still take the time to really know each of their customers and provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800. Village Green.
Hello, welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro to bring you a wide variety of information about your health. Remember to tune in next week to hear Kevin talk about adolescent, female, and puberty. So if you've got an adolescent female, this will be very interesting to you. We have been talking with Gaetano Morallo, and the subject has been detox or cleansing. Just some interesting comments to reinforce what Dr. Morallo has told us, that body burden is equal to the total exposure minus our ability to get rid of it, and we got to reduce that exposure. And he pointed you to the Discover Magazine 2006 November, and in that magazine, they were talking about identical twins, and there have been a lot of studies on the differences in identical twins who have the same genetics and different exposures. And we call that environmental modification of gene exposure It can be positive or negative. So, Dr. Morello, let's talk a little bit more about that.
And really what that is this. Let me. I'll give your listeners a quick genetics class. The genome, which is the 23 pairs of chromosomes, those are found in every single cell of your cell. That's called the genome. And what that really equals is the textbook on how to make you. That is the book on how to make you. Now, those chromosomes, those pairs of chromosomes, are like chapters in that book. So that book really has 23 total chapters. So the 23 chapters on how to make you are found in every single cell of your body. Now, within those chapters are sections. Every chapter that you ever read in any book has sections. Those sections are what we call genes. So, for example, to give you an idea or a visual of what happened to those two identical twins, you know, the difference in height, 6'1" versus 5'10", we can go to chapter 23, let's say, section 265, where in section 265 it says, thou shalt be 6'1". But say now that that book that you're reading in that particular chapter, in that particular section, you spilled some coffee on it. Now you go to read it and you can't really read it because you don't know what it says. It says, thou shalt be, the whole height thing has all been kind of covered over. And it says, so the body has to guess at the height. So instead of putting 6'1", it just goes, okay, let's make him 5'10". So because it's covered, chemical toxins can have similar effects where things are shut off where you can't read them. We call this whole system epigenetics, what you already mentioned, that you can turn genes on and off. And this is kind of the visual that people can get on it. So depending on how many things are coming into our bodies, these chemicals can have positive or negative impacts. Most of the impacts they're having are negative. This is why we call them, a lot of them we call them carcinogens. And you know, the British Medical Journal in 2004 stated that 75% of all cancers are environmentally induced, and less than 5% have anything to do with genetics. So in other words, the environment really predicates so many things that we've developed. And you know what, Dana, 2,500 years ago, Hippocrates himself, the father of medicine apparently, said we should look for disease in the air that we breathe, in the food that we eat, and in the water that we drink. That was 2,500 years ago, and guess what? That's come full circle, because now we really are starting to look at the impact that the things that come into our bodies have on our DNA.
So we're trying to get away from that old saying that I remember, better living through chemistry?
Yeah.
Not
well,
really.
You remember a lot of things. That's good. I'm impressed.
Yes, and you are bringing up some data that I remember, too. It's good to have that reinforcement, because if we've been at this a long enough time, we have quite our own history book of what we've seen in patients, in their changes, and the type of changes that have gone on. My career is about 40 years, and it is remarkable. We are seeing such an exponential increase in autoimmunity, immune problems, allergies, developmental delays, and all of these are impacted significantly by toxins.
You said it all. That's exactly it. These things are impacting, and the evidence is really, like, you know, when we say, are these things having an impact? Well, if we spent billions upon trillions of dollars on healthcare with all these new developments, how come we're getting more diseases?
And that's the truth.
And that's the truth. And the reality is because of this, because you can't catch up to this stuff. So we really must reduce body burden.
And we want to do that through detox. And you mentioned an improper way to detox and a proper way. So let's emphasize that, because this is confusing to many listeners,
yeah,
many patients.
Yeah, so let's go through it. We'll go through it. I'll do simplistic versions, and I'll give you some examples. So, for example, basically a lot of toxins, most toxins are eliminated in the liver. And in the liver we have a system of detoxification called phase 1 and phase 2. And let me give you an analysis of what phase 1 and phase 2 are. I'll give you some simplicity to it. Phase 1 is basically where you actually are changing the structure of that molecule. And then phase 2, you're actually adding something to that molecule to neutralize it. Let's go back even further. What that really looks like is something like this. A toxin is very difficult to get out of the body because it is fat soluble. So you need to change it. It's very similar to this. If you ever painted your house and you used oil paint, and the oil paint got on your skin, and that oil paint dried, and then you tried to get rid of that oil paint that was dry with water and soap, it won't come off. So what you need to do is you need to do phase one on that paint. Phase one is taking turpentine and putting it on that paint and with your hand rubbing it on there. Now all of a sudden you loosen that paint with the turpentine because the turpentine is like a solvent. But actually, you've actually made more toxicities on your skin because the turpentine with the paint is even more toxic than the paint itself. That's phase one, and that's phase one detoxification. Now the second part, phase two detoxification, is how do you get rid of that paint and that turpentine on your skin? Well, what you do is you get a cloth and you wipe it off. The cloth absorbs both the turpentine and the paint getting out of your skin. And that's called phase two detoxification. And then that cloth has to be thrown in the garbage can, and that's like your gastrointestinal tract where something has to find it. So that's really a visual about what phase one and phase two are. So now let's go back to the liver. So we go, we have a chemical toxin. It goes through phase one. So remember, it's going to be changed just like the turpentine changes it. Then it's going to be transferred to phase two. Phase two is going to add a molecule to it, like a cloth. Now that is going to be carried out of the liver in the form of bile. Bile has two functions in the body. One, to emulsify fats, you can absorb fats, and two, to bind chemical toxins coming out of the liver. So now that bile goes out of the liver, and eventually it's going to end up in the small intestine, to be exact, in the duodenum. So once it's in the duodenum, that bile is going to be transferred, it's going to move into the lower gastrointestinal tract, the jejunum and the ileum. Now what happens to bile is this. 98% of all bile is reabsorbed back into the bloodstream. I'll repeat that. 98% of all bile is reabsorbed. Therefore, if you have chemical toxins in the bile, it's going to get reabsorbed back into the bloodstream unless soluble fiber is present in the gastrointestinal tract. When you have soluble fiber present in the gastrointestinal tract, that soluble fiber will now bind that bile and excrete it out of the body. Only in the presence of fiber can this happen. So my roommate, for example, what he was doing was he was fasting all the time. So when you fast all the time, you are loosening chemicals from the adipose tissue, and I'm going to give your listeners a really interesting study that was done on this. It's going to loosen those chemicals. Those chemicals are going to be removed out of the liver. They're going to get into the bile, and then they're going to be recirculated. So he was recirculating these chemicals back into the body. So his body burden was increasing because he was loosening up more and more chemicals from the fat tissue, and so he was building up this load. And now what happens is this, Dana. I know you know this, but you're listening. Once the load gets built up, and you have more and more of these chemicals building up in the liver, your body's antioxidant system goes into work. So glutathione is the fire extinguisher that's going to put up all these fires. And what my roommate was doing was he was using up all his glutathione levels. And when you use up all your glutathione levels, there ain't much left, and that's why he was aging so quickly. So detoxification must be done correctly. So one of the things that you need when you detoxify is you need fiber in the gastrointestinal tract to bind this bile. That's one thing that you need for sure. You cannot do without it. You need that fiber. The second part that you need is you need to increase antioxidant loads in the entire body. Why? Because you're going to need them. Because there's going to be little fires going everywhere, and you don't want to use up your glutathione levels. And so there's very simple ways of doing that. One of the easy ways of doing that, which even mainstream hospitals use, is something called N-acetylcysteine, NAC. NAC will allow increased levels of glutathione. You can also take vitamin C, vitamin E, all the antioxidants, but you want to really load up in the first week. And the second week, you want to make sure you have lots of fiber, and then you want to support both phase one and phase two mechanisms. In other words, you can support both phase two and phase one by adding botanicals, by adding certain nutrients that can support these detoxifications. In other words, you can add turpentine and you can add different cloths to be able to neutralize and get rid of these chemical toxins. Things like milk thistle, for example. Things like curcuma longa. These botanicals can actually do wonders in enhancing detoxification mechanisms in phase one and phase two. And that's what you want to do in order to remove these chemicals. So that's a process of binding these chemicals. Now, the whole program, you could do a three-week program. Week one, you basically increase antioxidant load. Week two and three, what you're going to do is you're going to be enhancing phase one and phase two, and you're going to be binding these chemical toxins. At that same time, you need to instill some form of exercise program where you're loosening bound toxins in the adipose tissue. You can also do infrared sauna, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with. that will also loosen up chemicals in the adipose tissue, because one of the ways of reducing body burden is not only dealing with the chemicals that are coming in now, but also removing chemicals that have been accumulated over the past years.
Well, that's a wonderful overview, and we've got a lot of questions that on our last segment, our final segment today, we'll talk about. So I want to remind our listeners, if you're just tuning in, we've been talking about detox and cleansing with Dr. Gaetano Morello. And this is Dana Lake, and we are on the Essentials of Healthy Living. We'd like you to stay with us. We're going to be right back after the break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a MegaFood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and much more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber, immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com, available now through your healthcare professional at Village Green Apothecary. All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant that supports heart function, energy production, immune response, and protects against damage from free radicals. Aging reduces our ability to absorb CoQ10 from our diet, and taking a highly absorbable CoQ10 supplement is key to ensuring optimal levels within the body. So don't just settle for any CoQ10 supplement. Ask specifically for Gerald Formula's QH Absorb at Village Green Apothecary. Or for more information on QH Absorb, go to Gerro.com. That's Jarrow for the best in highly absorbable, bioavailable CoQ10 supplements.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I am Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring a wide variety of information about your health. Please remember to tune in next week for Kevin Passaro, and he will be talking about the adolescent female and puberty. And our guest today is Gaetano Morello, and we're talking about detox and cleansing. And we've been talking a little bit about green. We're trying to go green in our environment and green in our bodies. I do want to remind you that Village Green was the first pharmacy and nutrition store to be 100% wind-powered in our community here. And you can go green with Village Green. Dr. Morello, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here on the show, and great to be back again.
Well, we were talking about detox in week 1, 2, and 3. I'd like you to go back over that and emphasize the kind of nutrients that are helpful and remind our listeners how to do detoxification, cleansing for your body in a very healthy way.
Yeah, and one of the things I can also remind your audience, I don't know if you mentioned at the beginning, but My latest book is called Whole Body Cleansing, where I go into real detail about everything that I've just talked about on the show. Whole Body Cleansing. I'm pretty happy with the way that the book turned out, because it really goes into the scientific basis of what this is all about. And one of the things that I want to mention to your audience, as we will review everything again, is the fact that there was a really fascinating study, and I don't know if you've read this study, Dana. I know you're up to snuff on almost everything that's going on, but this one study was on obese individuals, and what these individuals went through is they went to a calorie-restricted diet, and they were also exercising. So, and what they monitored was what interested me. And what they monitored was a number of different things. As these people lost weight, a number of parameters were measured. There was many parameters, but I'll give you a few of them. One of the things that was measured was their basal metabolic rate. The second thing that was measured was the amount of adipose tissue that was lost, weight loss. A third thing that was measured was organochlorides in the bloodstream. Organochlorides are pesticides, the most common form of pesticide. And the fourth thing that I'll mention that was measured was T3 levels. T3 is your active thyroid hormone. What they found was this. As these patients were losing weight, their organochloride levels were going to the roof. They were increasing. Why? Because as they lost fat, the organochlorides stored in fat tissue were being dumped in the bloodstream. What was also happening, though, was that their T3 count levels were dropping. In other words, their basal metabolic rates were dropping as they were losing weight. And this kind of gives insight into why people plateau when they go on weight loss programs, because of the tremendous amount of chemicals that are being released. They're having an impact on the endocrine system, in this particular case, on the thyroid gland, which controls metabolism in the body. So one of the concepts is that possibly one of the contributing factors to obesity is really the tremendous amount of chemical toxins. Another reason why we need to detoxify properly. So a proper detoxification program is a three-week program that you should be doing, you know, three, four times a year, and it involves this. The first week, you need to increase antioxidant loads. And antioxidants are things that stop free radical damage. It's like, you know, the old visual of the apple that you slice in half, the browns, and when you squeeze lemon juice on another apple, it doesn't brown because that white flesh is protected by the antioxidant, which is in the lemon juice. You need to take those similar types of things for your body before you detoxify. So those may include things like, for example, you can include things like vitamin C, you can include vitamin E. N-acetylcysteine is an excellent antioxidant because it increases glutathione levels. Resveratrol is an excellent antioxidant. Having increasing the consumption of fresh fruits and vegetables, organically grown fruits and vegetables, can increase antioxidant capacity. So all these things you need to do in the first week. Why? Because we need to have lots of antioxidants in the body, because once you start detoxifying, lots of little fires will be put out. Lots of browning is going to happen, and you need to protect your body from this browning. So that's the first thing you do in week one, called antioxidant load. That's what I call it. What you do in week two and three is different. Week two and three is when the detoxification process actually goes on. And this, in order to detoxify, you need to loosen bound chemicals. So how do you do that? You need to exercise. You need movement. Or you need to do infrared sauna, where you're loosening up chemicals bound to adipose tissue. In other words, by loosening up that adipose tissue, these chemicals, like organochlorides, will be released. At that same time, during week two and three, you need to do a number of things to improve phase one and two detoxification parameters. This includes milk thistle. A good, solid milk thistle, like a milk thistle that you want to get, is a phytosome milk thistle. Phytosome milk thistle is a milk thistle connected to two molecules of phosphatidylcholine. The reason why I recommend that is because that is sevenfold more, gives you seven times the blood volume that a regular milk thistle, unbound milk thistle, gives you. So that's really important. Curcuma longa is another really, it's one of my favorite spices, one of my favorite herbal medicines, because it has very powerful liver, phase two liver enhancing capability. You want to have that. You want to make sure you have enough protein in your diet through phase one and week two and three, because protein, amino acids, are really, really important in phase two reactions, because there's amino acid conjugation. So you need to make sure you have enough protein to be able to properly detoxify. So these are some of the things that you need. You also need, obviously, what we talked about earlier, is you need a fiber component. So you need both a mixture of soluble and insoluble fibers. Soluble fibers are important because they bind bile. Insoluble fibers are important because they scrub the intestinal wall. So you need a good fiber formula. And a lot of people, when they're detoxifying, they also use a laxative in week two and three. But I'm not a big fan of herbal laxatives like Sen and Cascara, because the smooth muscle around the bowel gets really used to it, and you develop something called lazy bowel. So what you want to use is something called magnesium hydroxide. That
Perfect.
Is a much safer laxative to use.
Magnesium is a wonderful natural laxative, and no dependency. It's what's really needed.
Yes, absolutely. And that's all in week two and three. So now you really have created an overall real solid plan for detoxification. You've included a lot of different things that are really, really important. And you're starting to understand, because I think education, and you know, that's what you do, Dana, you educate people on the radio, which is a great form of you're doing a great service to a lot of people, because the education, understanding what you're doing is really, really critical. A lot of people go and they detoxify, but they don't understand what they're doing, so they cause a lot of harm. Just like my roommate, who was an educated person, he really didn't understand what detoxification was really all about. And you really have to understand it well, and then you can perform it, and then you'll get the results that you really need to get. Another thing that I need to mention to your listeners is that detoxification is extremely energy dependent. You need energy to be able to perform it. In other words, the energy molecule in your body that allows all this to happen is something we call ATP. ATP is produced through a process called cellular respiration. Something that you can also do is increase ATP production. The way you can do this is with a good, solid, absorbable Coenzyme Q10 product and something we call ribose. It's a sugar. And these two compounds help you produce more ATP, which is really, really important for all detoxification mechanisms.
Excellent. The CoQ10, the ribose, you have given us so many guidelines for how we really need to detoxify. And I wanted to mention the healing crisis, which sounds a little bit like what your roommate went through. I always tell people it's a crisis, and it's hard on the body, that we really don't want to go through healing crises. We just want to keep detoxifying, just like we brush our teeth. We take care of our teeth. We do this every day. We don't once a year decide to clean our mouths. And
Absolutely. I see.
I came out of dental hygiene, so that's my analogy.
That's a good analogy. It's a great analogy. That's right. You should clean it every day. Good point.
And I just want to remind people about your book, and it's called Whole Body Cleansing. So I thank you so much for being on the show and hope you will return.
Well, it was great being with you, and thanks for allowing me to talk to your audience and yourself, and I really enjoyed the time we've had together.
Well, folks, I hope you learned a lot. The nutrients to detox and drink plenty of water, add some probiotics, the soluble fiber that Dr. Morello mentioned, increasing fresh organic vegetables and fruits, the protein that's necessary, and the nutrients. And they include the N-acetylcysteine, the milk thistle, magnesium, resveratrol, and we always add in there B vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin E. So there's a lot that can be done, and I think you'll find out the details in his book, Whole Body Cleansing. I just want to thank you, listeners, for joining us, and I want to remind you to tune in to AM 1260 every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. so we can educate you, and we also want to hear from you what you want to hear about on the show. And you can do that by contacting MyVillageGreen.com. Go online and talk to MyVillageGreen.com. Remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. May your days be filled with breathtaking moments. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and have a really great day.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenetics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
At Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called the Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized plan to take the guesswork out of which supplements you need. Visit their Bethesda location at 5415 West Cedar Lane and check out their easy-to-use EHL display. You can get free information cards about your health needs, from chronic ailments to heart health, allergies, or dietary issues. You'll find EHL information...
The station that makes sense. This is 1260.
WWRC, Washington. Some Washington students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why 23% of them aren't graduating. But with a boost from you, 100% of them will have a better chance to make it to graduation. Go to boostup.org to find out how to give the high school students in your community the boost they need to make it through. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
A bright future starts with a healthy lifestyle.
Pinocchio!
And the food pyramid will help you find the right balance of everything you and your child need. To learn more, visit mypyramid.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
The station that makes sense. This is 1260.
WWRC.